Hi, this is a question for Justin Henderson, JESTINHENDERSON. Date of birth is 1/25/1947. Date of service is 11/21/2024. The patient is here for suffering from severe pain in the both hips as well as especially the right hip is the worst, and right knee, and very painful on walking and climbing the stairs. The subsequent x-rays and MRI have shown severe degenerative osteoarthritis of both the right hip and the right knee. The patient has been advised to consider total knee replacement and total hip replacement based on the MRI findings. In the right hip joint, there is end-stage degenerative changes of the right hip with extensive bony remodeling along the femoral and acetabular articular surfaces associated with marrow edema, osteophytic changes, and acetabular protrusion with marked thinning of the medial wall of acetabulum, degenerative tearing throughout the labrum, small right hip joint effusion. The left hip is also although completely normal. In the right knee, there is a tricompartmental degenerative chondral changes, severe within the medial compartment, complex tearing and partial maceration involving the body and the posterior horn medial meniscus, fraying of the versus minimal tearing along the inner margin of the lateral meniscus body and posterior horn, trace joint fluid with several intra-articular bodies in the posterior joint space. The patient has been advised about these findings in great detail. All the options have been discussed, surgical, non-surgical. The patient is not interested in surgery for the fear of poor health and inability to handle the extent of surgery. She wants to just get some steroid injections with Marcaine to relieve the pain temporarily. She is able to walk with the roller walker. Currently, her pain is labeled to be 10. ~50% pain is relieved with the current treatment, which includes physical therapy, medications, injections. Please review the records for the ADLs for system review. For additional issues, current substance abuse and compliance history. The physical examination reveals blood pressure of 136 over 93, pulse is 86 and pulse ox is 99. Rest of the exam remains the same from a previous visit of 9/16/2024, dictation number 0923-064, along with diagnosis. Plan is to provide the patient with naproxen 500 twice a day, with Prilosec 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection. Naproxen is for anti-inflammatory effect. Lidocaine gel 5%, 200 gram is provided for topical pain relief. Norco 10 over 325, one pill a day is provided temporarily for relieving the pain. Patient is in excruciating pain, and hopefully this will help her. 15 tablets are provided. MAPs are reviewed and labs are reviewed. And patient has been begging for an injection to the right knee intra-articular today, which is being provided. And her MAPs have been reviewed. Patient has also been advised to consider having a hip surgery for the right hip and also for the right knee, total knee replacement. Short of that, patient was advised to maybe have a few hip injections reluctantly. The risk of infection and all other risk of bleeding are explained to the patient. The procedure that is being done today is right knee intra-articular injection. Thank you.